إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Today this is our 19th session number 19, reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic by Dr. Fa Abd Rahim. And this program is the primer, beginner's program from the Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Okay, one of the letters that we're going to take today, new, is the letter Qaf. The letter Qaf. If anybody needs extra exercises for the letter Qaf, then inshallah we have a few copies here of the extra exercises for that letter. If somebody needs it, you may take it. Otherwise, if you don't need it, it's not originally a part of the lesson. It's extra. Okay, so today, inshallah, our plan is to, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, our plan is to go through lesson number 36, which deals with the letter Hamza when it has waw as a seat. That's on page 71. And also lesson number 37, dealing with the consonant qaf, the letter qaf, which is on pages 72 and 73. Before we, Nam, does somebody have the attendance sheet? Somebody has in the back. When you finish, could you send it up to the front? They'll send it to you, inshallah. Okay, so before we take the first lesson for today, lesson 36, before we do that, I want to just quickly go back and review the two lessons we took last week, lesson number 34 on page 68 and 69. And the lesson that follows, 35. So, if you can turn to page 68, lesson 34, inshallah, we're going to do a quick review, and then we'll go to the lessons for today. Okay, so lesson 34 is dealing with the letter Ghain. And last week we said that the letter Ghain is one of the letters of the throat, and that it is pronounced by, has the sound like the sound of gargling, pronounced like the sound of gargling. It is from the same makhraj as the letter kha, which is also, from the throat, from the top of the throat, except that with the letter ghain, the vocal cords should be moving, should be vibrating. Again, its articulation point is from the closest part of the throat, closest to the mouth, the upper part of the throat, along with the letter kha, along with the letter kha. Okay, so ghain is a letter that we don't have a sound equal to it in English language, so it's a letter that we need to practice with as much as possible. Let's turn to page 68, lesson number 34, line number one. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Balaghun. Balaghun. Second word. Baghin. Baghin. Third word. Bazagha. 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 Fourth word. Dimaghun. Dimaghun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Last word, line one. Nazagha. 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 Okay, let's go to line two. First word. Maragha. 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 Naam. Second word. Balagha. Balagha. Third word.
Zayghun.
Zayghun. زيغن. يعني the first syllable is a diphthong. Fatha followed by ya with sukoon. Followed by ya with sukoon. Combination of the two different vowel sounds. Alif, fatha, and ya.
So this particular letter got no vowel on it, so it just be pronounced as it.
Which letter has no vowel on it? The first, the zay?
The zay.
Yeah, that's a printing mistake. It should have a fatha on it. It should have a fatha on it. Okay? The first, the last word on line two, last word, the zay doesn't have a vowel printed in the book. It should be fatha. Okay? Should be fatha followed by ya with sukoon. Zay-gun. Zay-gun. Okay, let's go to line three. First word. Ghanamun. Short vowel, short vowel, tanween. Ghanamun. Ghanamun. Second word. Ghadun. 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 Third word. Ghabara. 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 Fourth word. Ghadaun. Short vowel. Long vowel, tanween. Ghadaun. Last word. Ghidaun. Ghidaun. Okay, let's turn to the next page, page 69. Same lesson, 34, page 69, the letter. Ghain, fourth line at the top of the page, first word. Ghurabun. Short vowel. Long vowel, tanween. Ghurabun. Second word. Three short vowels. Ghasala. 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 Third word. Ghazalun. Ghazalun. Last word. Ghafara. Three short vowels. Ghafara. Ghafara. Line 5. First word. Ghafurun. Ghafurun. Short vowel. Long vowel. Tanween. Second word. Ghafarun. Ghafarun. Yani shadda on the fa. The fa should be emphasized. The shadda means that letter is doubled. And it also tells us that the first of the double letter, the fa, it has sukoon. When a letter has shadda, means it's doubled, and the first of the two has sukoon. And sukoon means that we have to join it to the letter before it to make one syllable. So it should be pronounced ghaf, yani ghain, fatta, fa with sukoon. Ghaf, and then fa with fatta, that's elongated by alif, fa, and then yani ra with sukoon. Ghaf, fa, run, ghaffarun. Ghaffarun. Line 5, third word. Ghaurun. Ghaurun. This is also a diphthong. Ghain with fatta followed by wow with sukoon. Aw. Ghaurun. Last word, line 5. Ghalin. 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 Line 6, first word. Yaghsilu. Yaghsilu. Second word. Maghfiratun. 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 Last word, line 6. Maghsalatun. Maghsalatun. Line 7, first word. Maghribun. 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 Second word. All short vowels. Ba-la-gha-hu. 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 Last word. Bi-ghay-ri-hi. Bi-ghay-ri-hi. Okay, let's turn to the next lesson. 35, page 70. Lesson 35, page 70. This lesson is dealing with the letter Hamza. The consonant Hamza. When it's written on the letter ya as a seat. Okay? In this particular lesson, we see the hamza written on the letter ya as a seat. So remember, whenever we see ya, we have to be careful. what it is being used for. Is it being used as a consonant where it has a vowel of its own? Or, in this case, it may be a seat for Hamza. In which case, it doesn't count at all. We just pronounce the Hamza with his vowel. Or, in a third situation, ya may also be used as long vowel. As a long vowel. Yani, if ya doesn't have a vowel of its own, and it's not being used as a seat for Hamza, rather, it is elongating the kasra that's before it. Okay, so if ya has sukoon, and it is preceded by kasra, that means it is used for elongation, elongating the kasra vowel. And it also may be used as a diphthong if ya has sukoon is preceded by fatha. So this is a letter, the letter ya as well as the letter waw, which has different functions, and we have to pay attention to its different functions. If we see the letter ya following a kasra, we can't assume automatically that it's elongation. It could be a seat for Hamza. Could be a seat for Hamza. Okay. Page 70, lesson 35, line 1, first word. Bu-di-a. Yani the Hamza with Fatha is pronounced A. Doesn't matter if the seat is Ya or Wow or Aleph. Yani we don't worry about the seat. We're just pronouncing the Hamza with this vowel, no matter what the seat is. Okay, so the first word, Bu-di-a. Bu-di-a. Second word. Mu-li-a. Mu-li-a. Third word. Mali-un. Here we see the ya in the word mali-un. It doesn't have a vowel of its own. And it's not a seat for Hamza. And it's preceded by kasra. That means it's elongating the kasra sound. Mali-un. Mali-un. Okay, last word, line 1. Mali-un. Again, the ya at the end is preceded by kasra. But here the ya is a seat for the Hamza. So there's no elongation of the kasra. So we have ma-li, short vowel, un, ma-li-un. Okay, let's go to line 2, first word. Su-ila. Su-ila. Second word. La-in. La-in. Third word. Mala-i-ka-tun. Mala-i-ka-tun. Mala-i-ka-tun is the what?
Angels.
The angels. The plural of? The plural of?
The angels.
Plural in what is this singular in Arabic?
Malak.
We got different answers coming. Who knows for sure what it is? Who knows for sure? Now, oh, for sure. Who knows for sure? What's the singular of mala'ika? We have two different answers here. Somebody said malik. Somebody said malak. Which one is it?
Malakun.
Huh?
Malakun.
Thank you. Malak. Fatha. Fatha. Malik means king. Malak means angel. Its plural is mala'ika. Tayyib. Line 2. Last word.
Li-al-la.
Shadda is on the lam. Not on the aleph. It's on the lam. Okay. It's a little bit out of place. It should be pronounced as though it's on the lam. Li al shadda on the lamb. Li alla. Line 3, first word. Af-idatun. Af-idatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Af-ida.
Af-ida. Second word. Hay-atun. This is a diphthong. Ha, fatta, ya with sukoon. Hay-atun. Hay-atun. If we stop on it? Hey-ah. Remember, the ta marbuta. If you stop on it, you pronounce it like H and with no vowels. You don't pronounce the vowels. If you stop on ta marbuta, a word that ends with ta marbuta, you don't pronounce its vowels. And you don't pronounce it like T, but you pronounce it like H. Hey-ah. Hey-ah. If you keep reading, you pronounce it like T. Hey-atun. Third word, line 3. Zibun. Hamza, when it has a sukoon, no vowel, you just make it as a stop. It's a glottal stop, right? Zibun. Zibun. Last word.
Sa'ilun.
Sa'ilun. Sa'ilun. Taib, let's go on to the lessons for today. lessons for today. Yani lesson 36 and lesson 37. Okay, we're going to start with lesson 36 on page 71. This lesson is very similar to what we had in the previous lesson. That is the letter Hamza, but this time the seat instead of ya is waw. How do we pronounce it? The same way we pronounce it when it's on waw. The same way we pronounce it when it's on alif. The same way we pronounce it when it has no seat. You always pronounce Hamza like the sound of its vowel. Don't pay attention to the seat. Seat doesn't count. Alright, so this is a new element. Yani the Hamza when it's written on top of the letter waw. And like we said with ya, the letter waw has different functions. If it's not being used for a seat, as a seat for Hamza, then we have to look and see. Does it have a vowel of its own? In which case it's a consonant. Wa, we, wu. If it doesn't have a vowel of its own, walaikum salam, and it's not a seat for Hamza, then we have to look and see the vowel before it. If it's Dhamma, the waw is elongating Dhamma. If it's Fatha, it's a diphthong. Fatha, waw with sukoon. Au. Alright, so please pay attention to this. Lesson 36, page 71, line 1, first word. Fu'adun. Fu'adun. Second word. Su'alun. Su'alun. Third word. Yu'minu. Yu'minu. Last word. Su'dudun. 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 Okay, let's go back and read the line all together. First word. Fu'adun. Second word. Su'alun. Third word. Yu'minu. Last word. Su'dudun. Yani the Hamza has no vowels, just a stop. Su'dudun. Line 2. First word. Take your time on this word. It's a long word and it's a short vowel followed by Hamza that has fatha elongated. So it's a short vowel, a long vowel, a short vowel, another short vowel, and then tanween. Look at it carefully, huh? Huh? Okay, let's try it. First word, line 2. Mu-a. Remember, this is Hamza, it's not ayn. Not a. Mu-a-ma-ra-tun. Mu-a-ma-ra-tun. Short vowel, long vowel. Mu-a-ma-ra-tun. Mu-a-ma-ra-tun. Huh? Let's say it again. One more time. MashaAllah. Okay, if we stop on it, how do you pronounce it? Mu'amara. Mu'amara. Naam. Second word, line 2. Naam. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, short vowel. Yu-a-khi-zu. 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 Last word is also a long one. It's a short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, short vowel. Tanween. These are real words. These are real words. Now, the last word. Mu'akhadhatun. 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 If we stop on it, how do we pronounce it? Mu'akhadha. Mu'akhadha. Okay, let's go back. Yani mu'akhadha means something that you are called to account for. Naam, something that you will be called to account for, that you may be punished for. Naam. Tayyib, let's go back and read this lesson from the first line, first word, individually. Who wants to take the first word? Same page, we're on page 71, lesson 36, line 1. First word. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, Abdus Sabur, first word. Again. It sounds almost like you're saying fu. Are you saying fu wa or fu a? Okay. Fu adun. Fu adun. Second word, Mustafa. Su alun. Third word. Third word. Salahuddin. Yu'minu. Yu'minu. Last word. Naam, Jean. Okay, no long vowel here, just so. So. Do. Dun. Naam. So. Do. Dun. Line 2, first. Who's that back there? Abdullahi. Naam. First word.
Mu'amaratun.
Okay, who wants to take it? Same word, but with pause form. If we stop on it. Mustafa. Oh, first word. Read the first word, but in pause form, without continuing. First word.
Line 2.
Line 2, first word, but stop on it. Mu'amaratun is when you continue reading. If you stop on it, you pronounce it.
Mu'amara.
Tayyib. Second word, Abdul Wali.
You akhidhu.
Third word, Hassan.
Mu'akhadatun.
Mu'akhadatun. If we stop on this word, how do we pronounce it?
Mu'akhadha.
Okay, this is a short lesson. It's really just a continuation of the previous lesson, right? Because it's just Hamza written on wow, as opposed to the previous lesson, Hamza written on yeah. Okay, let's go to the next. Any question about the Hamza when it's written on wow or yeah or anything like this? Abdul Wali.
For the Fatha Hamza, is it like Mu'ah? Is it Mu'ah?
Uh-huh.
Okay. No,
it should be Ah. Yani Hamza should be pronounced. The Fatha should be pronounced Ah. As opposed to, if it was Ayn, it would be pronounced Ah. Ah. But it should be Ah. Ah. Soft sound. Ah. Now, any other questions? Tayyib. Next lesson. Lesson number 37. Lesson number 37 on pages 72 and 73. Okay, this lesson is a new letter, and it's from the letters of the tongue. But it's the end of the tongue. Yani just before you reach the throat. The last part of the tongue before you reach the throat. Yani going up to what is above it from the soft palate. Okay? The letter Qaf is a heavy form of the letter Kaf, which is just before it on the tongue in terms of its place of articulation. So they're close in the point of the articulation, but their sound is different. The letter Kaf, K, is Ka. This letter, A. This letter, A. Okay? It says this sound is articulated, the letter Qaf. It is articulated by bringing the back of the tongue in contact with the uvula, yani the upper part of the mouth, which is the soft palate. The letter kaf, which is just before it, is actually from almost the same place, but it's touching the soft palate and the hard palate, because it's just a little bit ahead of it. So it's touching that part of the soft palate close to kaf, and then it's also touching a little bit further up, yani of the hard palate, the letter kaf. This is the letter qaf. We should distinguish between these two sounds. A lot of words are pronounced wrong because we don't distinguish between ka and qa. Ka and qa. This is the letter qaf. Okay, let's look at, well, first let me just say that the letter qaf, we only see the independent form when it's written by itself, and then we see the end part of the qaf being cut off in order, modified a little bit in order to connect to what's following it. So, walaikum salam. If it was the first letter of a word, it would be pronounced as it is in this second form on the left side of the first line. It would look like this second form. If it's in the middle, then it will have a line connecting to what's after it, and also a similar line connecting to what's before it. If it's on the end, it looks like it is in its independent form, just having a line to connect it yani from that which is before it. And we'll see it in each of its forms as we go through these words. Hopefully you'll pay attention and look at its form, how it looks when it's in the beginning of a word, how it looks when it's in the middle with a connection on both sides, and how it looks when it's on the end. When it's on the end, if it's connected to the letter before it. A lot of the examples in this lesson, we have the letter qaf on the end, but it's not connected. So we don't see it in its connected form. But in any case, there are a couple of examples, two examples, in the third line of the letter qaf on the end being connected to the letter before it. Anybody have a pencil near me? Well, Yusuf, let me borrow your pen just for a moment. No, it's okay. This will work. On page, it's connected on page, on the first page, in the third line. I need the second and third word. Okay, thank you very much. This is good. No, I just needed just for that. I just wanted to write a note there for myself. All right, let's go. The letter Qaf. Again, the letter Qaf is the back of the tongue, just before the throat. Yani, they say it is a heavily articulated calf. Yani, Qaf. Qaf. Okay, we're on page 72, lesson 37, line 1, first word.
Baqin.
Baqin. Baqin. Second word.
Saqin.
Saqin. Third word.
Mulaqin.
Mulaqin. Mulaqin. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Fourth word. Saqa. This is a verb. It doesn't have alif lam or tanween. Saqa. Saqa. Last word.
Ra-qa.
Also, it doesn't have alif lam or tanween, which is generally a sign that a word is a verb. Ra-qa. Okay, let's read it from the beginning. First word, line 1. Baqin. Second word.
Saqin.
Saqin. Third word.
Mulaqin.
Mulaqin. Fourth word.
Saqa.
Saqa. Last word.
Raqa.
Raqa. Okay, let's go to line 2. Line 2. Long vowel, short vowel. First word.
Faqa.
Faqa. Second word. Long vowel, tanween. Suqun. Suqun. Third word. Pay attention. The third word, the last letter has shadda. Last letter has shadda. Naam. Third word.
Shaqun.
Naam. Shaqun. Yani two coughs. The first cough has sukoon. It's connected to the previous syllable. Shaqun. 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 Naam. Last word, line 2.
Masaqun.
Masaqun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Masaqun. Okay, let's read this line all together from the beginning. First word.
Faqa.
Second word.
Suqun.
Third word. Shaqun. Shaqun. Third word, last word.
Masaqun.
Masaqun. Type line 3, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. First word.
Talaqin.
Talaqin. Second word, 3 short vowels.
Salaqa.
Salaqa. If it was a calf, how would you pronounce it? Salaka. Salaka. But this is what? Salaqa. Huh? Ka. Qa. Salaqa. Salaqa. Third word.
Abaqa.
Three short vowels. Abaqa. These last two words, the second and third word, the second and third word, both of them have the letter qaf in the last form, when it is at the end of a word connected to the previous letter. You can notice that it looks the same way as qaf when it's written by itself, basically, except that it has just a point where it can connect to the letter before it. Okay, let's go back to line 3. The fourth word, next to the last word.
Qala.
Qala. Long vowel, short vowel. Qala. As in, qala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see that in the hadith often, right? Qala. Qala means he said. He said. Naam. Last word, line 3. Qul tu. Qul tu. Yani this is the same verb as the previous word, but it is the first person speaking. Qul tu means I said. Qul tu. Qul 2. Okay, let's read this line from the beginning. Line 3, first word.
Talaqin.
Second word.
Salaqa.
Third word.
Abaqa.
Fourth word.
Qala.
Last word.
Qultu.
Turn to page 73. Page 73. Top of the page, line 4. Yani, we're still in lesson 37. Page 73, the letter Qaf. The letter Qaf. Line 4, first word.
Waqina.
Short vowel. Short vowel. Long vowel.
Waqina.
Waqina. Waqina means what?
Waqina azab an-nar.
Naam, this is a famous supplication that came in the Quran. Waqina azab an-nar. Save us from the punishment of the fire. Waqina. Yani waw is the conjunction end, and qa with kasra is the verb, the command form, which means to protect, and na is the pronoun, yani us. And protect us. So these are three words here. Wa, and. Qi, protect. And na, us. And protect us. Now, second word. That's his? Are these your glasses? Abdul Karim?
Yeah.
Taib. Again, line 4, second word. Three short vowels, all of them have fatha. Again?
Qara'a.
Qara'a. Qara'a. Qara'a means? He read. Reading, he read. Third word.
Qur'anun.
Qur'anun. Everybody knows this word, Qur'an, right? Except that some people in English say Qur'an. It's not Qur'an, it's Qur'an. Qur'anun. Last word, line 4.
Aqrabu.
Okay, let's go back and read line 4 again from the beginning. First word.
Waqina.
Second word.
Qara'a.
Third word.
Qur'anun.
Last word.
Aqrabu.
Okay, line 5, first word.
Qawlun.
Second word.
Maqalun.
Short vowel, long vowel, tanween.
Maqalun.
Third word.
Musabaqatun.
Musabaqatun. Huh? I didn't hear you, bro. What does it mean? Musabaqa? Anybody know what musabaqa means? No. Musabaqa. Yani sabaqa means to, yani to race or to compete. Musabaqa is a competition, like a contest. Musabaqa. Musabaqa. Naam. Last word, line 5.
Laqitu.
Okay, let's read line 5 all together from the beginning. First word.
Qawlun.
Second word.
Maqalun.
Third word.
Musabaqatun.
Musabaqatun. Last word.
Laqitu.
Okay, line 6. First word. Line 6.
Fukta.
Second word.
Maqamun.
Maqamun. Third word.
Quri'a.
Remember the last letter here in this word, Quri'a, the last letter is what? It's Hamza. Not Ya, it's Hamza. Ya is just a seat for the Hamza. Okay, Hamza with Fatha is A. No matter if the seat is Ya or waw or alif, it doesn't make any difference, right? Qu-ri-a, Quri-a. Okay, line 6, last word. Qari'un. Again, I want to bring to your attention the last letter in this word, Qari'un. The last letter is Hamza. It's not Ya. And we should not elongate the Kasra from the Ra, because it's not, the next letter is not Ya, it's actually Hamza. And the Ya here is only a seat for the Hamza. Okay, so it should be pronounced Qari'un. 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 Okay, let's read line 6 together from the beginning. First word. Fukta. Second word. Maqamun. Third word. Quri'a. Last word. Qari'un. Qari'un. And you know what a qari is, right?
A reader.
A reader. Yani, usually they say the person who has learned the Quran well, they call them qari. Qari. Yani a person who, and in the old days they used to call the qari was the person who memorized the Quran. Now just if somebody recites well, they call them qari. Even if they didn't memorize, even if they didn't know what it means, they became qari. Before you have to, yeah, but in the old days they just say qari. The person who memorized the Quran, who knew it well, who understood its meaning, that was a big title, a qari. Person who knew the Quran and he understood it. Not just recite it sounding good and not having a clue what it means, nor acting upon it. Nor acting upon it. Now, line, did we read line 6 altogether?
No.
Okay, line 7. Line 7, first word. Liqa'un. Liqa'un. Here we have Hamza with no seat. And yet we still pronounce it the same way we pronounce it when it has a seat, right? Liqa'un. Second word. Qabulun. Qabulun. Third word has shadda on the qaf, which has fatha elongated by aleph. Pay attention to this word, right? Third word. Very good. Ashqa'u. 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 Ashqa'u is a broken plural. Its singular is shaqiqun. Shaqiq. A shaqiq means your brother from the same mother and father. From the same mother and father. Last word. Last word. Qalilun. Qalilun. Here we see the ya is following a kasra. And ya doesn't have any vowel. And it doesn't have a hamza. So therefore it's elongating the kasra. Qalilun. Qalilun. Let's read this line from the beginning. First word. Liqa'un. Second word. Qabulun. Third word. Ashqa'u. Last word. Qalilun. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the lesson and let's read it individually. Let me just note here that, you know, we started the class 15 minutes late today because of the combining of the prayers due to the rain. So we are going to go a little bit over, right? Because we have to make up the time that we missed by starting late, alright? So please, and if you're not in a hurry, just sit until we complete 1 hour, inshallah.
Okay,
because I know some people might have appointment, you're free, no problem. But if you don't have to go, let's complete our hour. We started late, so we're going to try to take the full hour. Okay, beginning of lesson 37, page 72, line 1. Who wants the first word? Naam, Abdul Shakur. Baqin. Second word. Jean.
Saqin.
Saqin. Third word. Third word. Mustafa.
Mulaqin.
Mulaqin. Fourth word. Hassan.
Saqa.
Again.
Saqa.
Not saqa. Saqa. Naam. Saqa. Saqa. Last word. Last word. Salahuddin. Raqa. Line 2, first word. Line 2, first word. Now, Muhammad. Huh? Fa.
فاق. Second word of this سبوع of this شكوع. سوقن. سوقن. Third word. يوسف. شاقن. Last word. Last word. Last word. Over here. خطيب.
مساقن.
Again.
مساقن.
مساقن. Line 3. First word. Line 3. عبدالله.
تلاقن.
تلاقن. Second word. Second word. نعم صلاح الدين
سلق.
Third word. Third word. عبد الحليم أبقى. أبقى. Fourth word. Fourth word. Who didn't have a chance yet? Okay. خطيب. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see it. خطيب. Go ahead.
قال.
قال. Last word. عبد الرحمن.
قل.
قل. To. Turn to page 73, top of the page, line 4, first word, Mustafa.
Waqina.
Waqina. Waqina. Second word. Second word, Abdul Wali.
Qara'a.
Qara'a. Qara'a. Third word. Third word, Abdul Shakur. I mean, Abdul Sabur.
Qara'anu.
Qura'anun. Qura'anun. Last word. Last word, Abdullah.
Aqrabu.
Aqrabu. Line 5. First word. Line 5. Salahuddin. Qawlun. Second word. Second word, Muhammad. Maqalun. Third word. Third word. Third word, Hassan. Naam. Musabaqatun. Musabaqatun. Last word. Last word, ya khatib.
Laqitu.
Laqitu. Line 6, first word, Mustafa. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Mustafa. Give a young man a chance, all right? Where is he at? Over there, Suleiman. Suleiman, over there in the dark, hiding behind the cover. Naam. Fukta. Fukta. Second word. Second word, Mustafa.
Maqamun.
Third word. Salahuddin.
Quri'a.
Last word. Abdullahi.
Qari'un.
Naam. Qari'un. Line 7. First word. Abdul Shakur. Liqa'un. Second word. Second word. Muhammad. Qabulun. Third word. Third word. Naam. Obakia Abdullahi.
Ashiqqa'u.
Ah, there it is. Ashiqqa'u. Last word. Last word. Salahuddin.
Qalilun.
Qalilun. Okay, any question about the letter Qaf? Naam. It looks so much like? Like fa. Yeah, so the letter Qaf, thank you for reminding us. The letter Qaf, it is written very close in its form to the letter fa. It is very close in its form to the letter fa. Both of them have a similar shape. There's some differences between them, but they're very similar in shape. Fa, and when it's written out fully, is not as deep. And Qaf is written more deep in terms of its loop, right? Otherwise, their form is basically close to each other. Fa has one dot, Qaf has two. Okay, we're going to make a quick review in the extra time that we need to take because of what we lost in the beginning. Now, when the next salat comes, nobody's going to call that then.
So we should pray separately inside.
Yeah, whoever didn't pray separately inside. We'll just make some space, right? No problem. It's some time though, right? Okay, let's turn to lesson 22. Lesson 22 review. It's on page 44. Lesson 22 on page 44. Okay, we actually have 15 minutes minus 5 seconds to complete our hour.
I'm just checking the time, that's all. Okay, so let's try to finish a few lessons as possible, as many as possible. Let's, page 44, lesson 22, the letter Fa. And we just got finished Qaf, we're going to go back to the letter that he just brought up to our attention, the letter Fa, that looks like Qaf. Now, okay, we're going to read together. We're going to read together, okay? We're going to all read together. Everybody's on page 44, lesson 22, line 1, first word. Not, that's not cough, that's kaffin. We just got finished cough. This is calf. Alright? Kaffin. Kaffin. Second word. Uffin. With shedda on the fat. Uffin. Third word.
Anfun.
Anfun. Last word. Kaifa. Second line, first word.
Saufa.
Second word.
Famun.
Famun. Third word.
Kafun.
Kafun. With shedda on the fat. Kafun. Last word.
Lafifun.
Line three. First word.
Fatilun.
Fatilun. Second word. Fuhu. Third word.
Afnanun.
Afnanun. Last word.
Nafsun.
Turn to page 45. Line 4, first word.
Manfushun.
Manfushun. Second word.
Shafatun.
Shafatun. Shafatun. Third word.
Tafshalu.
Tafshalu. Last word.
Kafanun.
Line 5, first word.
Kafana.
Short vowel, long vowel, long vowel. Kafana. Second word.
Akufu.
Shadda on the fa. Akufu. Last word.
Nafasun.
Turn to page 46. Lesson 23. The letter Tha. Tha is pronounced by the upper two front teeth, the edges of them. Touching the tongue. Tha. 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 Now, this is different from the letter Tha. Tha. This is Tha. Okay? Tha as in T-H in thought. Thought. Huh? Okay. Page 46. Lesson 23, line 1. First word.
Betha.
Betha. With shedda on the tha. Betha. Second word.
Thumma.
Third word.
Thumma.
Thumma. Fourth word.
Thullatun.
Thullatun. Fifth word.
Thumamun.
Last word.
Thalama.
Thalama. Line 2. First word.
Thalathatun.
Thalathatun. Second word.
Thawbun.
Third word.
Thaba.
Last word.
Mathubatun.
Line 3. First word.
Mathabatun.
Second word.
Mathanatun.
If we stop on that word, how do we pronounce it?
Mathana.
Huh? Mathana. Yani as though it's just a H with no vowels. Third word.
Thamanin.
Last word.
Mathalun.
Page 47, line 4, lesson 23. First word.
Athneitu.
That's a diphthong. Athneitu. Second word.
Thabata.
Thabata. The third word has a shadda with a kesra underneath it. Huh? Third word.
Thabbit.
Shadda. Thabbit. Last word.
Labitha.
Labitha. Labitha. Page 48. Lesson 24. The letter Dal. Dal. Huh? Da. 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 The tip of the top of the tongue is touching the gums of the upper front teeth. Da. Same place as Ta. Same place as Paw, which we haven't had yet. Da, da, huh? Okay, line 1, first word.
دامون.
Second word. شد ها دل. Third word. أدل. Fourth word. ديكون. The ya doesn't have a vowel of its own. It doesn't have a hamza. It's preceded by kasra. That means it's elongating the sign of the kasra. ديكون. Last word. Aidin. Line 2. First word.
Shadidun.
Second word.
Andadun.
Third word. Daulatun. That's a diphthong. Daulatun. Daulatun. Last word.
Bada'a.
Bada'a. Line 3. First word. Hudhudun. Second word.
Hada'a.
Hada'a. Third word.
Muddatin.
Last word.
Hadaynahu.
Hadaynahu. Hadaynahu. Page 49. Page 49. Top of the page. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Top of the page. Line 4. First word.
Damin.
Second word.
Tadumu.
Last word.
Baladun.
Baladun. Page 50. Page 50. Lesson 25. The letter Jim. Jim is from the letters of the tongue. It's from the middle of the tongue. From the middle of the tongue and the upper part of the mouth that's above it. The letter Ja. Ji. Ju. The letter Jim. Line 1. First word.
Tajun.
Second word.
Najin.
Najin. Third word.
Maujun.
Maujun. Fourth word.
Faujun.
Faujun. Last word.
Shadja.
Was shadda on the jim, huh? Shadja. Shadja. Line 2. First word.
Najauta.
Najauta. Second word.
Ajib.
Ajib. Third word.
Mujibun.
Line 3. First word.
Jaba.
Jaba. Second word.
Jihatun.
Short vowels, huh? Jihatun. 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 If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Jiha.
Jiha. Okay, third word. Pay attention, be careful. Third word.
Anjaynahu.
MashaAllah. Anjaynahu. Anjaynahu. Last word.
Dajajatun.
Page 51. Page 51. Lesson 25. The letter Jim. Line 4. First word.
Jidalun.
Second word.
Sajada.
Third word.
Masjidun.
Last word.
Majidun.
Line 5. First word.
Ajidu.
Second word.
Jamalun.
Third word.
Jamalun.
Last word.
Jihadun.
Page 52. Lesson 26. Lesson 26. Page 52. The letter Zay. The letter Zay. Naam. Line 1.
Zada.
Zada. Second word.
Zujajun.
Zujajun. Third word.
Azalla.
Fourth word.
Zifafun.
Line 2. First word.
Zahratun.
Second word.
Zamanun.
Third word.
Zukamun.
Last word.
Zanimun.
Line 3. First word.
Zuhdun.
Second word.
Zulzilat.
Zulzilat. Third word.
Hazza.
Was shed on the zay. Hazza. Last word.
Hazlun.
Hazlun. Page 53. Line 4. First word.
Nazala.
Nazala. Second word.
Unzila.
Third word.
Nuzulun.
Nuzulun. Last word.
Muzulun.
Muzdalifatu.
Muzdalifatu. Muzdalifatu. Line 5, first word. Mazaja. Second word. Zamzamu. Zamzamu. Last word. Mazidun. Page 54. Page 54. Lesson 27. The letter Ra. 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 The top and the tip of the tongue is touching the gums. Yani above. Yani just above the upper two front teeth. Ra. 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 Naam. The letter Ra. Pay attention between the difference between Ra and Zay. Ra has no dot. Zay has one dot. Line 1. First word. Zara. Second word. Ramzun. Third word.
Rabbun.
Last word. Ra'aytu. Line 2. First word. Ramayta. Second word. Adraka. Third word.
Rakiba.
Last word. Ramimun. Line 3. First word. Long vowel, short vowel. Baridun. Baridun. Second word. Irthun. Third word. Two long vowels. Mirathun. Mirathun. Last word. Turathun. Page 55. Line 4. First word. Irama. All short vowels. Irama. Second word. Alam tara. Alam tara kaifa? Fa'ala rabbuka bi ashab al-fil. Naam. Third word.
Mudirun.
Last word.
Tawratun.
This is a diphthong, then a long vowel. Tawratun. Line 5. First word. Israrun. Second word.
Thamaratun.
Third word.
Tamrun.
Last word.
Tumurun.
Line 6. First word. Taraka. Taraka. Second word.
Farudun.
Third word.
Ajrun.
Last word.
Basharun.
Line 7. First word.
Faridun.
Second word. Two short vowels. Dusurin. Third word. Shadda on the ra. Sharun. Last word. Thawratun. Page 56. Lesson 28. The letter. Wow. This is wow when it has a vowel of its own. It's pronounced like a consonant. Wow, right? First line. First word.
Walada.
Walada. Wow is pronounced between the two lips without closing them. Ooh, ooh, huh? Ooh. Unlike meme or ba where the lips are closed, the lips are not closed with the letter. Wow. Huh? First line, first word again.
Walada.
Walada. Second word.
Wildanun.
Wildanun. Third word.
Waritha.
Waritha. Short vowels. Waritha. Last word.
Wajihun.
Line 2. First word.
Wulida.
Second word.
Walidin.
Third word.
Wazana.
Last word.
Wajada.
Line 3. First word.
Wakilun.
Second word.
Warudun.
Third word. Shed on the ha. Wahabun. Last word.
Wadda.
Page 57. Page 57. Line 4. First word.
Wadudun.
Second word.
Wajilat.
Third word.
Awahun.
Shed on the wow. Awahun. Last word.
Mawaddatun.
Line 5. First word.
Tawakkaltu.
Shed on the calf. Tawakkaltu. Second word.
Wajaba.
Third word.
Walaja.
Last word. with dhamma dhamma. Wujuhun. Page 58, last lesson 29. The letter ya. Remember, ya is also can be used as a consonant. The letter ya. The letter ya. Line 1, first word.
Fataya.
Second word.
Bintaya.
Third word.
Nasiya.
Short vowels. Nasiya. Nasiya. Last word.
Fataya.
Huh?
An advice?
No, the advice is nasiha. Nasiha. This is nasiya. Nasiya means he forgot, to forget. Last word, line 1. Ah, last word, line 1. Line 1, last word. Faniya. 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 Line 2, first word.
Liya.
Liya. Second word.
Yalidu.
Yalidu. Third word.
Yadun.
Yadun. Fourth word.
Yaminun.
Yaminun. Last word.
Yasirun.
Yasirun. Line 3, first word.
Yahudun.
Yahudun. Second word.
Yabki.
Third word. Last word.
Yaktubu.
Page 59, line 4, first word.
Yathirun.
Second word.
Yayasu.
Yayasu. Third word.
Yasudu.
Last word.
Yuhajiru.
Last line, line 5, first word.
Yus'alu.
Second word.
Yalam
lamu. Yalam lamu. Third word.
Iyaka.
Iyaka. And the last word.
Iyaya.
Okay, we took 15 minutes that we lost in the beginning, plus the extra minute. Pardon me for the extra minute.